Hello and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Steven and it's Thursday, March 14th. For those wanting to keep an eye out for the next affordable EV and have some time to wait, Volkswagen announced it aims to start producing its most affordable ID.1 electric car, starting at $21,700 in 2027. Work on the ID.1 is already well underway. Volkswagen brand leader Thomas Schaefer says, quote, "We're already in the middle of it. We know what the car should look like. However, the biggest challenge will be deciding where to build it." Schaefer said, Volkswagen will make the decision shortly as to where the ID.1 will be built. Volkswagen is also in talks with Renault about building a small mass market electric car. Schaefer confirmed the company is sticking to its EV game plan, including 11 new Volkswagen brand models launching by 2027. The ID.1 will be one of them. The ID.1 will follow the ID.2 revealed last March in concept form. The ID.2 concept is spacious like a Golf and affordable like a Polo, according to Volkswagen. Schaefer claims the EV concept shows where we want to take the brand. Based on a new entry-level version of its MEB platform, the concept features 279 miles of range, starting under $27,000, and will launch in 2026. Elon Musk says that Tesla will bring its electric semi-truck to production at Gigafactory Berlin. The CEO attended the reopening of Gigafactory Berlin after it had to shut down for just over a week following an arson attack that crippled its power supply. Because of these events, Tesla is currently only making the Model Y at Gigafactory Berlin. Local German media are reporting that Musk mentioned at the event that Tesla is looking to build Tesla Semi at the factory. While the CEO did not offer a timeline for the project, the automaker had yet to announce a new vehicle program beyond Model Y for the factory. Tesla Semi is currently only in low volume production at a facility outside Gigafactory Nevada. In January 2023, Tesla announced a massive expansion of Gigafactory Nevada to add production of Tesla Semi trucks and 4680 battery cells, and to finally expand the factory to its original planned size. In January 2024, Tesla finally broke ground on the project, but it's not clear when the automaker can start production of the electric semi-truck. Tesla isn't likely to invest in production at another factory until it can sustainably produce the vehicle in volume at Gigafactory Nevada. A newer, larger Volkswagen electric SUV will arrive in the US despite several automakers pulling back. Volkswagen expects to continue to, quote, grow profitability in North America. CFO said Volkswagen could see the highest growth in North America this year, with interest rates expected to come back down. The German automaker is strengthening its EV lineup with a longer range ID.4 and two new all-electric models, including the ID.7 and ID Buzz. He confirmed Volkswagen will launch a large SUV in the US that could be the volume EV they're looking for. Although Blum confirmed EVs were the future, period, he added, "We are flexible enough to adapt to changes in different markets." The leader didn't confirm plans for a PHEV, but did say the new tech was not needed. DC said, "Volkswagen has the platform and tech. Quote, you can take that and adapt it to another SUV if we want to." Volkswagen isn't the only automaker looking to lean into hybrids. Toyota, Ford, GM, and others have announced similar plans. Analysts are releasing a wave of delivery estimate downgrades for Tesla. In addition to this, Tesla stock is one of the worst performing stocks in the S&P 500. Now, there are several different arguable reasons for that, but the main one appears to be Tesla's dissipating growth story. While Elon Musk likes to say that Tesla is a conglomeration of several different companies operating in a multitude of industries, its performance for now is almost entirely tied to vehicle sales. Tesla has been growing at a roughly 50% per year on that front until last year when it started to slow down. It has been an incredible performance, but now the automaker has warned that its growth will likely slow this year. Companies normally give clear guidance, but Tesla is an exception. For 2024, Tesla only noted that its growth rate may be notably lower than the growth rate achieved in 2023. It leaves a lot more room for speculation, and Wall Street loves to speculate. Currently, analysts are trying to estimate how many vehicles Tesla will deliver in Q1 of 2024, but with only a few weeks left in the quarter, it hasn't been looking very good. Tesla is expected to release its production and delivery numbers in the first few days of April. Tesla is starting to offer LFP battery pack retrofits for earlier Model 3 vehicles as it starts running out of the old battery pack. However, it is still only for people under warranty. Tesla is not big on payable battery pack upgrades, Not that it is often needed anyways. Model 3 has been in production for 7 years now and has evolved quite a bit. Most of them are now made with a new battery pack using LFP battery cells. It's a technology different from Tesla's nickel-based chemistry, which is still in use today in its most high-end trims. For context, LFP chemistry is less energy dense than nickel-based NCA and NCM chemistries, but it is cheaper and offers other advantages. The cheaper price has made it very popular for entry-level EVs, and the chemistry is now in most of Tesla's Model 3 vehicles. Several Tesla owners are now reporting that Tesla is offering them an LFP battery pack instead when getting a battery replacement under warranty. It appears to be primarily due to Tesla not having enough parts for the old battery pack with nickel-based cells and similar energy capacity. Therefore, it makes sense for them to start offering the newer pack. However, the LFP pack is heavier, and Tesla owners have to agree for the automaker to also upgrade their suspension. These LFP retrofits are apparently much faster. It also results in slightly more range and the ability to charge over 80% every day without affecting the longevity of the battery pack. In today's community comments found on YouTube, some have expressed thoughts of the price of the Fiat 500e. While some argue it could only see a few hundred sales, others argue the lack of options in its segment could help its case. While we do need more options in that segment, we'll have to see just how fast automakers catch up and how good their price points are. Thank you all for watching Quick Charge by Electric. I'm Steven, and have a great day.